right, so what's going down now?
My blood alcohol level.
Motherfuckers!
This week we got Beecher down from Riverside. How's it going?
Hey, good. They getting tipsy.
They blew in. Blew in from the IE.
We got all quiet again.
Yeah, so they were talking story. And they caught before we even hit the record button. So
just ran out of
story.
Now we're just going to sit here and go,
it's like cool that we're
so
from the
what
same
do you guys
area.
Like to play?
So, how was the drive down from Riverside?
It was pretty fucking long, actually. Yeah,
like a motherfucker.
We're a little tired today.
I was high as shit, so I might have taken a wrong exit somewhere. Because I know we went in a big ass circle at one point.
Yeah.
What we get that? Yeah, that was a long ass drive. Fuck that.
Yeah. I was high though, so I'm alright.
We didn't die.
You didn't die.
But did you die?
And they actually have dispensaries up there.
No.
Not where we live.
Really?
They took that shit away.
Like, you know what, though? But if you go over to, like, Myrtle Valley and Paris.
Yeah, but fuck that. It used to be so cool. We had a weed shop down the street, and it was, like, cheap. And they had, like, trashy weed, and then they had, like, good weed.
So we bought
and it was, like, right down, like, $5 grams. That's my girl right there. And then fucking... They took it away, and now we gotta drive to, like, a whole other city just to get... I got spoiled.
We had the same thing here. San Clemente Gardens right off the freeway. It lasted all about 8 months.
But we got delivery services.
Now, yeah, we got
Yeah, we have a lot of that out there, too, but yeah, they, like, force you to spend a lot of money.
You can still have delivery services, but you can't just have a nice storefront.
Yeah,
but you can, but the delivery though, you have to buy like $50. I don't know, $50. We're like,
we're
used to always buy like the dirt weed.
In the neighborhood together, and you're like, all right, we can get an eighth.
Do one fat order, one fat order.
And you can tell the ones that are outsourcing to all these different companies, kind of like Amazon does with their fucking drivers. Yeah, because you'll get a text from, like, and an email from a completely unrelated thing, like, confirming your order. They're like, who was I just talking to?
I guess I got something coming.
I don't remember giving you my email.
Somebody in India is taking your order.
We actually have a solid delivery guy, though. Like, we know him personally. And then that's what he does for, like, work. So we hit him up and he does. But he's, like, a musician, too. So sometimes he's not around on a Friday night. And we're trying to get some weed real quick.
Bummer.
So more dispensaries.
That's how we drink so much, though.
Bring it back.
It's easier to get alcohol than it is to drink sometimes. So.
Like, how would you fight for that? They cut it out by zoning, right?
Yeah, pretty much the all of Riverside County, I guess.
Stupid.
It's incorporated. If it's incorporated, you can't have the pot shops and four storefronts anymore. But you know, a couple fucking cities over here in San Bernardino, they're fucking everywhere. You go to like. Unincorporated Riverside, like Paris, Elsinore, stuff like that.
Bloomington's still holding strong.
If you start hitting like Myrtle Valley, they got billboards like here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
You're driving into Vegas?
The Las Vegas of weed.
This is beautiful.
The weed of
I guess I know where we're moving, because fuck this shit.
Wow.
We feel strongly about our weed, man.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
We need it. We're not going to lie, we need it.
It's not like the city couldn't like use some tax money.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess Riverside's doing good.
To cut off any business, I think, is just fucking stupid. But, like...
getting something from it.
Right?
Yeah, they definitely
can use it. I'm getting my weed. That's all I want.
Yeah. I mean, Marina Valley's cashing in.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of like how to get to a dispensary here. You have to go up to St. Anne.
Yeah.
It's like the same drive to Mobile.
It's easier to get crack now. I'm just going to start smoking crack. Technically. I mean, that's what they did. They took my weed away. Now I got to smoke crack.
I can get
some. See how that works? See how that works?
It's easier to get some really bad drugs now.
Yeah. I'm like right around the corner from where I live.
Even though, like, weed's not fucking liable, but it's basically what they're doing. They're like, oh, yeah, it's not okay over here, but you can have all these strip clubs, your bars, and
titties. Else out here. Everybody loves titties.
Everybody loves titties.
I like a good titty, too.
All that out there.
Titty.
Fuck it, I don't mind.
It's a nice word.
Titty is a nice word. I don't think anybody's ever gotten mad at titty.
But that weed shit's got a cold.
Fuck, it's a plant? No.
So what's like the good venues in Riverside right now? I know, like Brooks Bar.
I don't think that's happening anymore.
That's
we just kind of heard last night that the person that was booking isn't booking there anymore.
Well, Highland, fuck. We got Third Street Bar in Highland.
Yeah, that spot's really cool. Third Street Tavern. Huh. We like playing Pixels.
If you're in Riverside, it's all bar stuff.
Yeah.
So you got like Pixels and that's it. Really.
You have a street of bars and that's kind of your options.
But if you're reading the Jams of San Bernardino.
Pepitos.
I don't know if they... Oh, they do shows there, but it's like soul like shows I've seen. They don't do like punk shows or...
I got drug out and beat up by some really?
No, we...
we like... All the main bars downtown are just doing fucking cover bands.
Cover bands and DJs.
Except Pixels.
That's what brings in the money, so...
Pixels does bands on like Sunday night. That's the only spot we really play in downtown Riverside is... But they get like, they're nice there and they have... They have bands, like, all local bands every Sunday. They call it, like, Static Sundays. And it's just, like, a good time, you know? It starts, like, late, too. It starts at, like, 10 o'clock and then goes... They do, like, fucking half-off drinks all night. You could get drunk. Really, you could get really drunk for not a lot of money at all.
Yeah.
We play there, but mostly we... Yeah, we always go out of, like, town to go play shows. We go...
The Void in San Maruco.
Yeah, the Void in San Bernardino is really, really cool. That's like one of our favorite. It's a house, and it's total DIY. We were just there last night. We just randomly went. We were like, we don't have anything to do tonight. Like, let's go do something. And we just know that they always have shows. So we're like, hey, we're going to come. And then it's like, every time they do shows there, it's like benefits to help the homeless. So you can like pay to get in or you can bring food or clothes or whatever and they'll let you in. Yeah. And they always have fucking like bad. Last night, they had some fucking dope ass shit going on. It was like trumpets. No, saxophones and keyboards with a drummer.
It's something different every time.
Yeah, I found out as their set was going on, I think Odd Advantage played their last night.
Yeah, they played their last night.
Oh, they're fucking sick.
Yeah, we played with them before.
What was that planet? What the fuck was that?
One Hot Planet. It was two saxophone players, a keyboardist,
two saxophone players and a drummer.
Yeah.
And they switched off on keys.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
I wasn't there, but I seen the video. It was fucking pretty awesome.
It was so fucking good. Like, I was just standing there, like, in awe. That's cool. I like, that's
what about Hemet? How far are you from Hemet?
They're about fucking...
Don't call it that. That's mean. He said Hemet. It's like a...
We
played a show in Hemet called Punks in the Park, and it's another, like, benefit. That shit was cool. There was this guy running around that had I think he had a gun.
No, he didn't.
He was, like, fighting with these fucking chicks, and they were just, like... circling around the park, fucking fighting with each other for like 20
you
minutes.
More free food? Like, you got sandwiches.
We had to hide the food though when the cops came by though.
That's the
thing.
There's a guy running around with a gun. Nobody freaks out. The cops show up. We gotta hide everything.
Because you have to have a permit to fucking feed people. Yeah. Stupid.
And it's like Food Not Bombs can't put on the shows anymore.
Yeah. That's fucking stupid. Like, how stupid.
You can't give out.
Sorry.
It's illegal. They were hiding the food.
I wish I could arrest for giving someone a sandwich.
Dude, this guy is like well educated. He's like indoctrinated and everything else, dude. And he's getting arrested for giving people, you know, homeless people food.
Can't do that. Like,
that's so fucking dumb. It doesn't make fucking sense at all.
It's not.
If it's my food, I should have the right to do whatever I please with it. if I want to eat it, I want to throw it in the trash, or if I want to give it to somebody else. Yeah. It's my property. Mm-hmm. It's up to me.
I'll slap my meat anywhere I want.
All right, all right. He keeps going back to fucking... Hey, hey, hey. On the walk in here, he was talking about slapping his meat.
Oi!
I'm a chef, dude. We got business.
He slaps the meat all day.
Everything involved with food. What do you want? What do you want?
I'm trapped between.
Use your words, boy.
Give me a beer.
I'm trapped between a soft place.
Okay, you soft, motherfucker.
You soft.
I don't think you're soft.
I'm not soft. I'm just. I'm slutty. Right. I'm lushy.
I heard a skateboard. I thought he was there.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
What is there? Hurry the fuck up.
Hurry it up, fucker.
Hurry the fuck up.
Beats are here.
Serious business.
Business.
Yeah, you're gonna have to squeeze over here.
Yeah. Get past Norty if you can.
Let's email the youngster right there.
Email.
Email.
Shit.
It's Chris. There's no I don't know who the hell she is.
I don't know who I am either. I'm trying to figure
so,
it out.
So, introduce yourselves, by the way. Yeah, Peach,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
like what? What?
15 minutes in.
By the way, who the fuck are you? We, we said Beecher once, but I was like, what do you do? I know it's a folk punk thing. I've heard your music.
We don't really call ourselves folk punk. It's just like acoustic punk. I don't really. We don't.
We just play fast.
Yeah. It said that shit on your band camp, I think.
Did it?
Yeah, probably
something, bro. Probably. I mean, people like tell it. They call us all the. They like call us it all the time. But like, I listen to some folk punk stuff, and I'm like, I don't think we're really like that too much. Maybe a little.
No matter where I'm plugged.
It doesn't matter. We just play.
I heard a little like this bike is a pipe bomb, like early against me in it, but. That's just me.
That's just, you'll hear that if anybody plays any punk on an acoustic.
Yeah.
So it's just acoustic punk? Is that what we're arriving at?
Just disconnect them real quick.
Oh. Like, we just could never find a drummer, so we do what we can with what we got.
You ever play kazoos or anything?
I play kazoo on one of the songs.
Oh, I was just guessing.
Yeah, there's a secret song on the end of the last song.
Good segue. Do you use any weird instruments to record with or live?
The kazoo. What, this one's got a kazoo and a
wet farts on the snare drum,
and that's it.
Post butt farts.
Because I associate you with the folk punk thing, because it seems like you let people get up there with you and play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we played the show in Whittier, this guy, what was he playing? He had, like, a ukulele or something. Oh, no. I don't know what he had. I was drunk, dude. Sorry. And fucking, he had something, though, and he's like, can I jam with you? We're like, yeah, fucking do it. Who cares? Can't make us sound any worse than we're already doing right now. That was a cool show in Whittier. It was another house one. This dude from, like, Cat Spit Promotions hit me up and asked us to play. He's really cool. It was, like, such a good time. They were so fucking, like, nice to us there. They gave me all these, like, beer and cigarettes and
stuff. Weenus Butt.
That's fucking Weenus Butt.
Weenus Butt, yeah. That was cool. We had a good time there. We were talking about recording a new EP, and we're gonna name it A Fistful of Cigarettes because of that night. Because at the end of this fucking song, this guy gave me so many cigarettes, I was just standing there and I had like a fistful of cigarettes and then an armful of beers and shit.
Fuck yeah.
We're gonna dedicate our EP.
First world problems.
I was happy. I felt rich. Yeah.
That was kind of rad hearing acoustic bass screaming through like the smallest fucking amp distortion ever. It was screaming.
The acoustic bass is cool. I like that's kind of a new thing.
We still never really introduced ourselves. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm Stephanie. Yeah, that's how easy we get. Let's get this over. I'm Stephanie. I sing in Beecher.
I'm Chris, and I play guitar
in Beecher.
I'm Scott in Beecher. I'm an alcoholic, and I slap the shit out of the bass like it's
and his meat.
Beer. I'm a bass player. I'm an alcoholic. I'm Beecher.
In Beecher.
I'm Beecher.
I am. Look at you, man. You should have said that.
Come with me if you want to eat.
So, how many releases do you have out? That one.
This one, we did one before this too. It was just, how many songs was it? Like four?
Nah, shit.
Yeah, it was like when we first started, it was just Chris and I, and we did that. It's a lot, it's like more mellow than what this stuff right here is. And then, yeah, it's softer for sure.
Do you guys record it yourself, or do you guys go somewhere? Well,
the first one, we did it with our friend, Zach Howe. And then this one, the Bufu EP, he did it in our bedroom. Yeah, we kind of figured out, like, we just like doing it ourselves more. Yeah.
It's kind of more fun, I mean... Yeah. Did you just set up a couple microphones and do it? Like, did you do it live or did you multi-track it?
I multi-tracked everything. Like, I pretty much, on this one, I played bass and guitar.
Yeah, I wasn't on it yet.
Not yet. But I did bass, guitar, and the vocals. It's just fun to play around. I just set up the microphone in some weird-ass fucking places.
Yeah, dude. Just
start trying dumb shit.
My old apartment on the next street over, we recorded our first fucking EP, and I was like, dude, setting up his bass amp in one end of, we had a long hallway, so I'd set up his bass amp in one end of the hallway and then set up the mic down at the other end. I'm like, fucking doing stupid shit, dude, putting it in a box and then like putting pillows all around the bass amp.
I've done vocals under a blanket.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been under it just to dampen everything. It's just,
yeah, he took like a Rubbermaid
in the standing shower and just bring the fucking mic over.
He made like a pop guard out of my fucking nylons and like a wire hanger.
Yeah,
tube sock over it. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. It was fun. By it was fun doing it like that.
Yeah,
drums were recording in the kitchen.
It's free.
Back in the day, I had like just a little tiny recorder like this, just, you know, regular tape, high speed dubbing, shit like that, whatever. I'm gonna throw that motherfucker in the closet, bury your clothes, dude. Just jam out. Like, yeah, rad. Same riff for like 20 minutes.
But yeah, we just.
So we're like working backwards here. How long have you been around?
2 years. 2 years? It was 2 years in October.
2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so anywhere outside of SoCal you played?
No, we're going to, though. We got invited to go play Gilman Street in Berkeley, I think in, like, March, so we're going to go up there.
That's going to be a good one.
That's exciting.
Fuck yeah.
You guys got to head out to the desert. Fucking Vegas. Mm-hmm. There's so many fucking places to play out there.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, I really want to try getting out to Arizona.
Yeah, there's a bunch out there.
You can make a bunch of money busking in Vegas, too. Just in between
shows.
We've
never busked.
Scream our drunken shit at them. Yeah. I don't know if it'll fly. This next one's about suicide. Feel free to throw some chains.
Oh, Vegas gets weird with it. They'll probably like it.
That's cool.
All right. Well, we're going to play a couple tracks from Beecher and be right back.
Yep.
Sick Boys Radio.
Sick Boys!
Saturday night, y'all running late. Don't you know you've got appearances to make? Step on your bed, right? You're not one to deal with. You goddamn lucky, you're not blue up on that boy.
Anxiety
from the plastic smoke surrounding me.
Anxiety.
Anxiety from the painted face judging me.
Anxiety.
Beach here.
And we're back, Sick Boys Radio Show!
We're talking about flat earthers all of a sudden. So, like, we were talking about how the flat earther thing pretty much started off as a joke with, like, a Facebook or a Reddit thing called the Flat Earth Society.
How Christianity started.
I think it was a Reddit post.
People believe anything. Look what happened with the Area 51. That shit was funny, though. Yeah.
I was like, why are you storming Area 51? Fucking storm SeaWorld.
They didn't even
free the orca.
Storm it. They like ran towards it and they were like, nah, that's cool.
And then, you know, their heart was in the right place.
They went out there and partied. They were like
I fully supported Storm Area 51. I was like thinking about going out there because I just figured fun. At the very least you just go out there and get drunk and have a good time.
I'm gonna do mushrooms.
Unless it got crazy and they declared it like fucking martial law out there, and they start capping people.
Into Disneyland. They're gonna go up and take pictures and shit. They're doing selfies like motherfuckers. This isn't whatever. No Naruto run.
And they were all trying to find aliens. There's no aliens there.
It's like you're gonna find the gold at Fort Knox.
Here's my theory: the aliens. And they're out there, but I mean, come on, we're primitive fucking monkeys.
Yeah. Aliens are real, I believe.
Yeah, they're just like
look at all these fucking idiots.
We're the short bus of the universe.
I believe that.
They made a better cell phone.
Yeah,
that free fucking ticket to the Vegas comedy show.
So yeah, dude, Area 51. It's where we make, like, spy satellites and spy planes. And, like, we allow people to think that there's aliens there, so that way when we test fly them, and they see some fucking thing hauling ass doing, like, Mach 3 over them. Yeah. It was aliens. And I was like, yeah. It's like that.
No,
like,
that's Bill.
Have you guys seen that footage? The pilots are supposedly like tracking down that UFO.
Oh yeah, we saw that. Chris and I see all the alien stuff on YouTube.
Everything I fucking have somewhere on that it says made in China.
I can't read the fucking instructions for it, so
I guarantee you that's like
old 1980s Lego.
They got that PlayStation 5 in there though. They're hiding that shit.
They're hiding the PlayStation.
PS 5, they're waiting.
The 5G, it runs on 5G.
$600. Motherfuckers.
But yeah, no, I guarantee you that's either Russian or Chinese. Something weird.
Flat Earth to aliens.
We're looking for people to fund a flat earther to go on his fucking mission. Quest. Find the fucking
prove the earth is flat.
That's proof how stupid people are. That's
but to
that's
see
proof.
The problem with that is it's a great idea. But when they don't find the end,
then we get it.
The other flat earthers are just, he's a shill. He was bought out. They'll never fucking believe
it's
it.
It's a lie.
The circles, Captain, the earth is round.
They got Kubrick to direct this shit too, like the moon landing.
Oh, shit.
Resurrect themselves.
You don't think we went to the moon?
No, I don't give a fuck, really.
I'm sure we did.
I hope we did.
I'm sure we did.
But I really don't care.
I think
either way, if we didn't, just like always, Kubrick did a great job.
But I think we did it just for no other reason. Had nothing to do with science. It was just about saying fuck you to Russia.
It was
all a show of fucking strength.
Yeah. It was just like, fuck you.
It had a show of strength, though.
Except for they kicked our ass pretty much until we made it to the moon first, but.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck?
Made it.
Man, and it was a fucking Nazi war criminal that brought us there, so like
what was it? There's Nazis on the dark side of the moon. They have
a base. I've heard this
it's
theory.
A fucking stupid ass movie. Yeah.
No.
Skies or some shit like that.
Really?
Oh, I heard of it. I never seen it though.
Dude, after the war they went and hid out behind the moon. It's dope.
It's hella
cheese, but it's a good movie.
So, space Nazis?
Space Nazis.
So, if they go through
Reich
the Space
with, like,
Force.
Fish tanks on their heads, just jumping around the moon, floating around.
Goose stepping.
Just floating around and shit. You gotta do that.
What if they actually know something about space Nazis?
They're always bitching. Why are we on the dark side of the moon? We should be on the white side of the moon.
No, you don't want to go to the dark side.
It's not a place for me.
Oh, shit. So, is the earth flat?
Yeah, where is that dark
spot? No.
Well, we don't go there.
Have you ever been in the ocean?
Yeah, I have. I hate the ocean, though. I know I live right here, but I fucking like hate the beach.
It's like right there.
Like literally down the block. I fucking hate the beach.
Yeah.
Hate the ocean.
You don't like the nice feeling of sand in your ass?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? You start making pearls under your nutsack. It's like, wow.
The smell of fish shit all in your hair and skin.
Yeah,
rich.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Tar stuff your leg from the offshore drilling.
Yeah.
Southern California.
The water's contaminated with pharmaceutical fucking remnants.
I got super drunk one time and jumped in the water.
Yeah, it's supposed to burn your eyes, god damn it.
Salt water.
Yeah.
In like Hawaii, it's like a $3,000 fine to touch any of the sea turtles there.
Really?
I didn't know that, and I got out and I found out years later, but I was like swimming with these fucking large ass sea turtles. I'm like, what's up, buddy? Like swimming by.
Someone comes, rolls up with a little ticket.
I'm riding this.
I was just I was like a kid though. I was like 12 or 13.
Fucking kick that sea turtle. Kicking sea turtles.
Bring me back some roxies. Oh, fuck that. That's bad.
Yeah, you can't do that. They made a whole Brady episode about that shit.
Yeah.
Damn fucking Brady's.
Can't take nothing off.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, Chris. Fucking his dad had a heart attack within 8 months of coming back from Hawaii. They brought coral and, like, driftwood and shit.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. Fucking.
And he flew back there with it and put it on the same beach.
And
like, after it.
That day.
No, it was like, you know, it was like a,
science was like doesn't work that way.
It was a heart attack. It wasn't cancer.
He still died.
He's probably still dead. They bulldozed that house.
Dang.
Oh, they did.
You know, he did. I believe in the spirits. Fire mode. Don't fuck with certain shit you're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
I fuck with everything.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
You know, it's common fucking sense. Like, you know what I mean? You don't fucking rape the land, dude.
I like nature. It's nice. I'll be nice to it.
You gotta bend it.
I'm not gonna be fucking rubbing no crystals on my body and shit, though, thinking.
You gotta start soft. Tuck it in.
It doesn't work.
This is where a flat earth fucking conversation leads. It's just somehow trying to find a way to put your own dick in your ass.
What? You guys always gotta go to the dicks.
What?
That's true.
Jealous much?
We have the biological advantage.
It is. It's so much easier. Like,
you can literally fuck yourself.
I got a bad knee, but if I gotta pee outside, I can still do it.
Not yet.
If I had to squat with my knee.
I'm super jealous of the fact that you guys don't have to like squat to pee, because it's very it's a very difficult task.
I've walked and peed at the same time.
I mean, I have too, but
you turn around and you walk backwards. You need to be peeing.
I did that.
I did that. Everybody's done it.
Did that, Redlands, dude. Became a pro at it, because like if you stay for like back in the day. If you stood around for more than 10 minutes in Redlands, a cop would pull you over. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So you always got to be moving. And even then, you're still going to get busted for something. But we would be moving and drinking. And yeah, I learned to pull my dick out and do it a walk.
It helps,
like,
to open your legs, otherwise your shoes are getting fucking muddy.
And like, you leave like a Z fucking.
Zigzag.
Serpentine. No, man, this guy was being chased by a crocodile. He was trying to get away.
Duck. It was a big duck and he was
rolling. Got him.
I wanted to get one of those shiwis before. Did you ever hear about the shiwi?
Yeah, it's just a funnel.
I know, but I'm like, it's so hard. Like, when you're really drunk and you have to squat and pee, sometimes you fall. Sometimes you, like, pee on your shoes. So a little shiwi, just bam, and then you put it back in your purse. So you gotta use it again.
Yeah, no, go get a transmission.
We heat it up a little funnel. And then just fold it.
Yeah, exactly, because it already has that, like, side.
$40 on Amazon.
Fucking. Yeah. Dude, easy.
Wrap that to your puss.
And then you hook it up to, like, a little piece of PEX.
Is that the name of the next EP?
Yeah, strap that to your puss. That's going to be the third EP. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not going to stop partying and going to backyard shows, but I'm getting too old to fucking pop squats, dude. I'm not going to make it back up.
Backyard? Yeah, damn.
You gotta get the fence to and like hold you up.
I fall in and I can't get
we
up.
Played, we played.
They're all drunk holding their fucking hands.
We did a show at a cemetery, an abandoned cemetery. And so if you had to pee, I'm like,
you
I don't want to.
Somebody's
tomb? No, I was like, I don't want to pee on a tombstone, but it's so dark I can't see. And then I went behind this tree. I fell down in the leaves. I'm like, fuck. It's so difficult.
This guy was probably a dick anyway.
Yeah, that's the fuck.
Yeah, the cemetery.
Kind of find the biggest tombstone there and then be on it. You know, he can afford it.
You look like you had a lot of money. I bet you were an asshole.
Exactly.
Got you. Great. Fuck the skunks, huh?
And then the guy's like, watch out for rattlesnakes. I'm like, I'm going to great.
I just like his advice. See that hole right there?
Yeah, don't put your hand in it.
Don't put your hand in there.
I wasn't going to.
Why would I do that?
Exactly. That's what I was laughing. Do I look like a person who would stick their fucking hand in a random hole?
Thank you, man.
In
I was
going
to fuck that hole in a minute.
And shit.
But thanks to your advice.
My mom's earthquake. Oh, my God. We were fucking laughing about this earlier. My mom, we were like in her garage. And we found a fucking box that said earthquake kit, and he looked in there and he said it was just like a bunch of toothbrushes, and a gang of Vaseline. I was like,
what are you doing?
What
Mom?
Does she think is going down
what
at the end of
the earth
world?
Comes,
you gotta stay lubed.
You want
fresh
breath.
So old people do weird shit, man. It's entertaining.
Her plan is to BJ and ass fuck her way through the apocalypse.
Cavities.
Damn, I drank this white.
No cavities, no split lips. You're good.
The claws.
I almost killed this white claw, dude.
Oh no!
Why do people get mad about people drinking white claw?
I don't know.
Why do people care what other people fucking drink to get drunk?
I don't give a fuck.
That's weird. That's so weird.
Drinking one of those, I'm gonna laugh.
I'm just drinking whatever is going to do the
bun,
trick.
And you're drinking one of those?
Don't look at me, guys. I'm going to jail.
Fuck that.
So judgy. Skinny judgy.
It's here, not here.
Damn it, there's an asshole under this one.
How come it is though? Like people with man buns are usually fucking assholes. everyone I've ever met that had a man bun was just such a
they're
douche.
Hiding something.
Such a douche.
They're hiding something.
It's all
they're
under the bun. They're distracting us with the man bun.
Man buns, tight pants, and plaid shirts.
Now we're going to have a bunch of fake samurais wanting to fight us after we post this fucking video.
All of a sudden, we're going to get a fucking coup of man buns at our next show. Next what should you say about my man bun?
So you think your kung fu pretty good, huh?
I love the Wu-Tang. Chill out.
Hell yeah.
I love the Wu-Tang.
That's kung fu.
Why does your mouth keep moving after you say a word? It's fucking crazy.
It's Wu-Tang. That's all you got to
say. Wu-Tang.
You ever been so high that it starts to fucking match up?
Yeah.
You're that.
It's matching up right now.
Whoa. I get it. I haven't looked down at the subtitles in like 10 minutes. I understand everything. Squinting all hard and shit. Trying to keep up.
I knew a guy who would he would start talking and then he would whisper exactly what he said. Like, whisper exactly what he just said. Like we thought he had like something like he absorbed another twin in the womb or something.
Let me introduce you to my echo. This is a real quiet echo.
Yeah.
Sneaky echo.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, beat your sick boys radio. We're gonna play more music and be back.
We're at that time again.
We're
Jesus
gonna have a better
fuck.
Conversation.
Don't
flying
say
by.
Anything. Everyone shut the I'm just kidding. That's how it was. We did this one podcast. And we had to not, like...
Going to break. Shut up.
Oh, I thought they already went. This white clock gave me faded.
All right, we'll come back with that.
There we go. Just a minute. That happened.
Listen to this.
Thank you.
I'm stolen and for pulling the trigger to abort. Because life is nothing more than just a long road to freedom and death. There's nothing to fear. The only guarantee being followed is I found were bottles of rum and beer.
With Beecher. Yeah.
You get, y'all missed all the good conversations.
Yeah, Nardi wouldn't hit record.
We were talking about...
Because every time I went to hit record, you, like, came up with something.
Yeah, we were talking.
We were talking about drugs.
Tucking balls.
Ball tucking and drugs. There's probably a lot more people that understand that.
And the last guest we had said we should just hit record and just let it go from the second they came in here. But I don't want to be like a surveillance state.
We're all being watched anyways.
I told you personal information about my grandma Stella.
They wanted to know I had AIDS.
Patriot Act.
And the Vaseline and the toothpaste.
They're already listening through our phones.
That's like an invitation. Whatever ever happens, it is not. We got Vaseline.
They got big money.
Vaseline and toothpaste.
We got you. No gingivitis and no anal rippage. I mean, ashy elbows.
That is important.
That is important.
You don't want to get your anus ripped in the apocalypse. There's no fucking doctors or hospitals around.
I like how, like, it's like pre-given in that she's just like, all right, the apocalypse comes. All right, fuck. I've got no fucking skills. What can I do?
Butt stuff.
I can suck dick by taking the ass.
She was doing like a, I hope. I'm back to hooking.
Here we go.
What do you mean back to
hooking? I'm so glad my mom doesn't know how to work technology. I'll be back with a can of beer. This. You said I do butt stuff. Well, you were buying up all the Vaseline. The Costco fucking.
Yeah, what?
Fuck, dude. She really wants you to wear that out.
Yeah, some baby powder. Making dough?
Yeah.
Making dough under your balls?
Like caked up Parmesan?
That's disgusting. Oh my god.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was cotija.
Cotija.
We're like your classiest guest you've ever had, I bet.
Oh,
immediately came in with fucking butt stuff, drugs, drinking.
Not even close. We've gone deep with a couple of people in here.
Yeah.
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 I know, teacher. They like butt stuff.
They like butt stuff and blowjobs. And titties.
Titties. Titties.
Titties. Butt stuff, cocaine, and titties.
But okay, no lie. We were playing a fucking show, and our friends came out, and we were at the spot we were at. There was like a titty bar across the street, and I look over, and our friends, they have their hands in the air, and there's like titties, 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 like started a fucking titty chant to get everybody hyped up to try to go to the strip club. They went by themselves. We went to like an after party at this like hippie commune. And everybody was on mushrooms, and it was really nice.
Fucking hippie commune?
Yeah, we went to this, like, I mean, this spot called Pond Water in West Covina. We went, we got invited, and it was so fucking nice. Like, we got there, and there was all these, like, nice-ass people, and they were just like, smoke whatever weed you want, eat whatever food you want. And they were, like, hosting a touring band that was, I don't even, they were playing all sorts of dope-ass music.
They turned it a real pond. Like a little pond. They got fishes in that motherfucker.
A self-sustaining pond.
Yeah, mushrooms, fishes, and music.
Have you ever heard of Bare Knuckle Honey?
I've heard the name.
They're so good. That's where the dude, he invited us. He lives there. So he invited us just to go like hang out. And then we're going to go play a show there. I think like next month. Yeah. They're really good.
I saw one video. They covered Spudbug's old band.
Yeah.
Turncoats.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's all coming back to me. Great. I was talking about how I have long-term memory, no short-term memory, for obvious reasons.
I have fucked up memory because I'm too damn old, so, like, okay, like, when I try and start talking about shows at Showcase Theater, problem is I was there every single fucking weekend and every fucking Wednesday.
All just blended in together.
So I'm like, dude, I saw this band with this band. And they're like, those two bands never played together, dude. Like,
you just
do that shit.
I was there on Thursday. Just like,
We wouldn't have anything to do. I wouldn't even know who was playing. It was just like, wow, let's go to Showcase. We go drink some beers down behind. There was like this little business we called
the Dumpster
round table.
Did you drink behind the dumpster?
Yeah.
That was my spot, too. Always.
Or if you go down across the street from the bank, there was, like, some business area and, like, where the employees have lunch. Yeah. There's these round tables. We called it the round table. And we'd sit down there and drink, like, the entire... I missed all the bands playing. Just fucking drinking. Go there to hang out, fucking drink. But, yeah.
And now it's dead.
Dump truck and kegs in the back.
Dude, I got so many Showcase Theater stories. Like, when we ran from the horseback cops.
They had a horseback cops? I don't remember. Yeah, I used to go to Showcase. I didn't go that much. I used to go to the barn more. No, like, that was my first introduction to shows was the barn.
You're stealing your mama's diapers.
They came up on us drinking with on their horseback, and they're like, fucking, all right, all you guys come here, follow us. And they were trying to get us to go to where the squad car was. My buddy Spit picked like, up a fucking beer and threw it at one of them, and we all just scattered like cockroaches.
You should have kicked him off his horse and just stole it.
Everywhere.
Beforehand, but we thought you were cowboys.
And they're just running in circles, fucking on their horses, trying to get us. It was great.
That's a weird sound. Just
I never saw horse. Any fucking horse cops when I was at Showcase. That's pretty funny, though.
I got so many Showcase Theater stories. Like, I miss that place. I miss that place so much.
He said,
knocked out there one time.
Well, that's your fault.
I seen Sister Down got signed there when I was there one time.
I saw Smashing Pumpkins there back in the early 90s. Like,
really?
Like, fucking just a few months before their video was on fucking MTV and they got all big. They play fucking Showcase Theater.
They're like fucking probably 15,
20 times. So many bands, man.
I seen video. Dude, like, I was talking about the dump truck thing. My buddy pulled up from the High Desert, comes out of his gun, works truck. Fucking, yeah, I lost my vision so many times. Yeah, a dump truck. Anyway, he's got this big wooden well fucking spool thing with a fucking, like a canopy hanging out of it, like an umbrella, dude, with a keg underneath it. These guys come up and they're like, oh yeah, can we party, we should, we party for like an hour, and then like, hey, we're gonna go see System of Down. I'm like, oh. Alright, no, I never heard of them. That's cool. Right on. They go in. Next, you know, they're on stage. Eyeliner, fucking nails done and shit. Like, alright. Well, once they started playing, I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking badass, dude. Like, dude, Tom Ryan comes out from Slayer and said, yeah, we're signing these guys. Everything else was fucking pretty awesome show.
You know, shit that happened then.
Toxicity was my fucking jam in middle school.
Yeah, I've seen so many bands there. Dickies, MDC.
Yeah.
Youth Brigade, Citizen Fish,
and the majority of the time I watched the same fucking band.
I know, I went a bunch of times, but I can't even remember who I saw.
I went to see the same fucking bands like almost every time I went.
D.I., because they played, dude, for a long time in the fucking mid-90s, D.I. played every fucking weekend in Riverside. They would fucking play Showcase Theater one weekend, next weekend they play the barn. Yeah. And back and fucking forth they went. And the thing that sucked was, because you get fucking, you're like, dude, DI is cool, but give it a break. You know what I mean?
It was a week or two.
But they always fucking play with badass bands. Yeah. So you're just like, gonna go see DI again.
They did an IE thing like last year where they played like probably 15 shows.
Yeah.
Like all across the IE. And it was cool, but I mean, I love you guys, but I'm not talking shit on you, but I love you guys.
were they on tour? On tour just stacking shows? Or
they had shows, been, I think.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
They do that from time to time. Just fucking raise the IE. I used to have the best fucking punk scene back when I was a kid. It was the best fucking punk scene. Now, not so much. I almost got jumped by fucking stretched group of straight edgers in front of my mom's house. Just fucking
angry motherfuckers.
These fucking dude, there's like four or five kids that are walking down the street, and one of the kids had a Black Flag shirt on. I'm out front smoking a cigarette, and I'm like, Black Flag. And he's like, why don't you put out that fucking cigarette? And I was just like, why don't you suck my dick?
Seems like an appropriate response.
And yeah.
He said, I don't eat meat.
Yeah, it went from there, back and forth, like we were going to fucking fight over the fact that I was smoking a cigarette in my front yard. I was just like, all right, you're a douche. I ended up wearing a Black Flag shirt. Hey, they're not straight edge.
They're like, fuck. What are you looking at? I said, I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out.
But
it's all good.
Moral of the story.
It's good to see that, like, you guys come out of my old hood.
That's because we're kind of old.
Yeah. We up there.
35 and
shit. Fuck you, I'm old. It sucks.
I know the feeling.
40 consists of? Falling new love for fucking malt liquor.
I'm 41. I know exactly what it
is. How is it the 40-year-olds have the fucking better hairlines? That's what I want.
Hey.
It's all the dippity-doo and Knox gelatin when you put in our hair back in the day.
I think Knox is what made me go bald.
Yeah, dude.
Water soluble.
Yeah, you go get the school glue that's clear. Yeah. And it dries clear. And, until day two, and then it turns like white and looks like somebody jizzed in your hair.
Like, yeah. Use a model
dial soap.
Soap spiking is hard though.
Yeah, but my hair fell out when I was 21.
He's a Jew. Did I mention that?
No.
It happens.
It's jeans. You got to quit wearing the jeans or hats. So when you open the zipper, the hair doesn't fucking pull.
The little hat fucking always. They're all bald. Yarmulke. Not Jamaica.
Oh, it's that now.
With little dreadlocks on it.
That'd be cool.
Uncle No Soldier.
We're going to get emails again. We're going to get emails again, aren't we?
The Hennessy is kicking in.
You don't even have to try to piss people off anymore.
That pisses people.
Everybody's fucking PC. Grab your nuts, dude. Walk outside and enjoy your fucking life.
It's not even about PC. It's not even about PC anymore. It's just professionally offended people.
There's more shit when you walk out your house and take a breath of fresh air than what we're
just turn the fuck off.
I go to...
Just let fucking comic live.
I end up in my HR department's office at least once a month. And it's...
Doing another fucking joke.
It's always over, like, the stupidest shit. Like, the stupidest shit.
I say grew up in the 80s and 90s.
So there's like, thing, yeah, okay. Like,
comedy was a little more lenient.
Like,
you used to get all kinds of
trouble. Yeah, dude, it's just, I get busted.
I got all these dead baby jokes I can't use.
And I'm like, dude, I can't believe people went to HR like, what the fuck, why'd you
run? Right, here's one for you.
Oh, here we go. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
You're going to need some heavy
it's
editing.
Shortly after 9/11, okay, dude, now it's, you know, almost Halloween time.
Hey, bro, it's too soon.
I'm not Hollywood, we're doing shopping for costumes and shit, and me, I see that bag of arms and fucking limbs, dude, on display. I'm like, oh, I grabbed two of them, run up to the cashier. Woo! Just flew them from New York. Boy, my arms fucking tired. They did not find that shit funny at all. I got a store chased down the street. My old lady fucking left me. Goddamn, she fucked my boss and all kinds of shit.
Whoa! Yeah, that went downhill hard.
That was not the real story.
It was very
fucking arms and limbs.
Damn.
And the boss.
And I got a
Well, we'll be right back with Beecher because we're almost running out of time with that news station.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Sick all Boys right. Radio.
There you go. Show and you're fucking back.
Yeah, pretty much the end here. We're just gonna do a quick outro here.
This is the end.
Only playing Beecher on this episode. Might fit in some Jizz Grenade because they got some short.
Hell yeah, yeah, we love Jizz Grenade.
Yeah,
I think that the census has come that we shall play Jizz Grenade.
All right. So up next to play us out, you're going to hear some Jizz Grenade.
Make sure you check us out on www.sickpodcasting.podbean.com. And where can we find you guys?
On Instagram, Beecher SoCal, Beecher with two E's, not like the one with sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two E's, no That'll five. Direct you to everywhere else YouTube. You need to go. It's on YouTube and Spotify and all that, but if you go to the Instagram, it's got all the info and links and shit.
Working on getting on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Pornhub. Yeah, I heard that's the thing to
that's
do
what
now.
We talked Put about a couple different interviews.
Yeah, Pornhub. Bands are... Bands are... or the, never
mind. Didn't mean they
I'd be very snot. Honored. I'd be so honored if our music was used in a porn.
Fuck yeah, this is great.
All right.
All right, so this is the end of the Sick Boys Radio Show. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Wherever in the world you are.
Wherever the fuck you are. Hey, hit up our .coms and our Instagrams and our Facebooks and all that stupid fucking social media bullshit. And stay tuned for Sick Talk because we're going to have a Sick Talk with these guys because we got to.
Yeah, we got
to. We got to.
All right.
Because, fuck, I'm loaded.
We're out. We love you.
Later days, motherfuckers!